This is What the Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin, and it's Monday, the 18th of March.
Jazzy Boy, the mystery of who actually is Satoshi Nakamoto continues. An Australian entrepreneur named Craig Wright had claimed he was the inventor, but a court has made a quick verdict, and he is not the one. So the real Satoshi, worth $73 billion, is still a mystery.
And probably will remain forever. Flux fam, we are paying one lucky Flux user's rent for the month of March. Sounds too good to be true, but it all happens in the Flux app. So all you've got to do is download the app, use the code PAYMYRENT, and the money could all be yours.
Three rewarding stories today, Jazzy Boy.
Let's do it.
For our first, Amazon is recruiting a fleet of contractors to grow its delivery network in Australia so they can take on Australia Post.
The battle of last mile deliveries has begun, B-Man, so tell me more.
Well, Amazon launched its Amazon Australia store about 6 years ago.
And since then, it's established itself as a pretty big deal in Australia. It just crossed $3 billion in online sales earlier this month.
But Jazzy Boy, its biggest challenge is that it just can't keep up with the demand of Australian consumers.
So now, Amazon is bringing in contractors to launch its delivery service program,
with the goal to challenge Australia Post's last mile deliveries.
Get this, B-Man. Australia Post currently owns 80% of the parcel delivery market.
Monopoly alert!
Exactly. So Amazon is planning to launch what it calls a delivery service partner program, real mouthful, in Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane.
Now, it encourages all drivers to deliver packages from Amazon's online store and marketplace.
And it's not the first country they've done this in. It started back in 2018, and they've already got it running in 19 countries. So what is the key learning here?
When you're trying to break into a brand new market, it's a lot easier to do it if you get some help from your friends.
You see, B-Man, logistics, and in particular parcel delivery, is a tough industry to just waltz on into.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of infrastructure that you need to be set up before you can actually start trading.
Yep, there are barriers to entry like vehicles, like staff, like mapping technology, like insurance.
So instead of setting all of this up from scratch, Amazon's planning to contract existing small businesses that do delivery,
and then set them up with Amazon training and tech to expand the delivery network all across Australia.
It's a win for the delivery businesses who get access to Amazon's technology and can increase their operations.
And it's a win for Amazon because they can worm their way into Australia's last mile delivery market without doing all their heavy lifting themselves.
For our second story, Liquid Death, the canned water brand that helps you murder your thirst, has just doubled its valuation because people actually pay for branded H2O.
And here I was thinking that it was Mount Franklin or nothing, B-Man. Tell us more about this murderous company.
Okay, so Liquid Death launched in 2019 as a stock standard company selling pretty standard product. I call it water.
Yep, the same H2O that you get by turning on any tap.
But Jazzy Boy, here's where the difference lies. The brand was called Liquid Death. It was sold in a can like a beer.
And they labeled their beverages, i.e. water, like a poisonous drink with a skull on the front.
Next minute, it partnered with event company Live Nation to sell Liquid Death at concerts.
Next minute, it was selling in major supermarkets in the US, like Whole Foods.
And now Liquid Death has raised another $67 million dues.
And this money was raised at double their previous valuation. We're talking a water company now worth $1.4 billion.
Well, these cans of water, yes, water, they sell for $6.50 for just 500 mils on DoorDash in Australia.
Insane.
Wow.
So what is the key learning here?
No matter how good your product is, if it's undifferentiated, it will get lost in a crowded market.
B-Man, the founder of Liquid Death was a humble graphic designer who just saw an opportunity to make water a little bit more edgy.
Or at least as cool as beer at a music festival.
And Brett, while the product itself isn't too dissimilar from regular tap water or Mount Franklin, its brand is.
Yep, they've built a social media presence of more than 8 million users across Instagram and TikTok.
For water.
And they even sold skateboards mixed with red paint and Tony Hawk's real life blood.
And so B-Man, this takes their brand from run-of-the-mill thirst quencher to an actual fashion brand. And B-Man, Liquid Death isn't the only one to turn a boring product into something sexy.
How about Who Gives a Crap here in Australia? They turned wiping your backside into something a bit more humorous and good for society.
And so B-Man, Liquid Death is hoping to take their brand from run-of-the-mill thirst quencher to an actual real fashion brand worth billions of dollars.
For our third and final story, PwC Australia will make more than 320 staff and 37 partners redundant over the next 9 months as they try to recover from the tax scandal.
Just still not recovering. It's getting worse for PwC. So what is happening here?
So PwC Australia is obviously the local arm of PwC's professional services business.
Think audit, consulting, accounting, legal, risk management, and everything else that another business may need service.
And Jazzy Boy, that's kind of part of the problem because PwC's former tax partner was advising the government on tax reform.
But at the same time, he was advising tech companies how to avoid these new tax reforms.
And And it all blew up. PwC lost nearly all of its work from government clients.
And it was forced to spin off its consulting government arm, which accounted for more than 20% of the whole business's revenue.
Now, PwC Australia is restructuring its business by making 329 roles redundant.
And this is on top of the 340 staff that were made redundant in November last year.
And the 1,200 staff that moved to Sign Advisory, which is the new government consulting company that they sold off.
Meaning nearly 25% of the whole company has been turned over in the past 12 months.
Makes me wonder, what is the key learning here?
Big scandals often serve as a harsh wake-up call for companies.
And these wake-up calls often lead to significant business changes.
You see, B-Man, not only has the PwC scandal damaged their reputation, but it's also caused them to lose a whole lot of business.
Firstly, the nearly $680 million in revenue from the federal and state government.
But also from other companies like Westpac, who ended their 21-year audit relationship with PwC.
So, Jazzy Boy, this scandal has pulled PwC down from the largest accounting firm in Australia by revenue to the fourth on that list.
Behind Deloitte, EY, and KPMG.
Really got to hurt.
But on the positive side, a major crisis can also be used as a catalyst for a big transformation.
Like Volkswagen and their Dieselgate scandal.
They ended up investing billions of dollars to develop new electric vehicles.
And now their market share is nearly 10% of the market.
So let's see if this can be a good news turnaround for PwC that they badly want and really need. Like Sam, I'll be taking a few weeks break from the pod for my little honeymoon to rest, relax, but you're going to be in great hands.
It's a step up because it's going to be me and Harsh Deep in the chair, so it's going to be a nice break from Jazzy Boy, isn't it, Flux fam? Thanks for listening, and Harsh Deep and I will see you on Wednesday.